All right, and we're back for our final little segment here of Growth and Development of Jazz. Running out of time so quickly, I'm going to play two more quick Duke Ellington recordings with small groups. The first one's from 1962, a recording with Charles Mingus and Max Roach. Charles Mingus was a bass player and a composer and a pianist. Many people think that after Duke Ellington, he is the jazz composer who kind of is helping to hold up that mantle for American jazz composition. This recording was made along with a lot of recordings. It was actually made within a few weeks of the recording with John Coltrane. Ellington was so popular that they thought that they would just make a lot of recordings with him and other young lions, so to speak. The final recording I'm going to play is actually another recording of a tune we heard last week with Duke Ellington and Jimmy Blanton, a tune called Pitter Panther Patter. We're going to hear a version with Duke Ellington and Ray Brown. Duke Ellington had a number of people in his band who kind of helped define the way people played their instruments, starting, of course, with Johnny Hodges and continuing with Jimmy Blanton. Interestingly enough, another bass player that played in the Ellington band after Jimmy Blanton was a young man by the name of Oscar Pettiford, who, when Ray Brown first moved to New York, he decided he better move back to Pittsburgh and do a little bit more practicing after he heard Oscar Pettiford play the bass. But I'm sure after you hear the way Ray Brown plays on this, you'll understand why he became the dean of bass players in New York when he finally did get there in the 40s, playing with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. So here we have Caravan featuring Charles Mingus and Max Roach and Pitter Panther Patter with Duke Ellington and Ray Brown. And I will see you next week.